sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Nevada's largest population is white, non-Hispanic. But they now make up less than half of the state's residents, falling from 54% 10 years ago to 45.9% today. And this is between 2010 and 2020. The Hispanic numbers grew by more than 170,000. That group now makes up 28% of the statewide population, remaining the second largest group. If you're wondering about Clark County, 314 more residents are Hispanic today than they were 10 years ago. It also had the largest relative population growth of 16.1% of any county. Talking about Clark County, and the county's population is now more than 2.2 million. Just thought you'd want to know that we are becoming more of an Hispanic society than 10 years ago, and it's not letting up. That is simply going to happen. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as Kevin says, there's 2.2 million people out there, and a lot of them are on the freeways right now. As we check out our traffic cams, you're looking at some heavy volumes right now, 15 southbound at Washington, also 515 northbound at Pecos. Now, road work is slowing things down in and out of the Spaghetti Bowl. The U.S. 95 southbound freeway off-ramp, again, 95 and the 515 are the same in this example. It's the off-ramp at Casino Center at the Spaghetti Bowl. It's closed until September 1st for improvements there. And only two lanes are available. That's between Main Street and Eastern. And that, too, is on the 515 in both directions.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Las Vegas Aces coming off the Olympic break. They are going to get back to action coming up on Sunday as they're set to match up against the Washington Mystics. Busy weekend for Las Vegas sports as the Raiders, they are going to open up their preseason at home tomorrow when they take on the Seahawks. However, backup quarterback Marcus Mariota will not play in the game. He is currently dealing with a leg injury. The Las Vegas Aviators, they lose at Tacoma yesterday by a 9-2 score. And that series will continue tonight in the Pacific Northwest. Paul Blackburn on the mound this evening for the Aviators. He'll come in with a 4-6 record and a 4.84 ERA. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
Hi, Tom Baudette from Motel 6, leaving the light on for the three-dimensional soccer fan. Those cardboard cutouts were feeling a little flat. They didn't even yell goal for as long as possible when we finally scored. Well, while the cardboard you is packed away, the real you can head to the next road game. Motel 6 will help you get back into the action with clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know it sounds repetitive, but we're going back into Afghanistan. Don't ask me why. No, in fact, I'll ask that of Jesse Turner coming up top of the hour. He's a candidate for Congress, and CD1 wants to replace Dina Titus. But we're sending three battalions, I think it is, into Afghanistan to get our people out of there from the embassy in Kabul. Mike Pompeo, in fact, let's go to cut one. The former Secretary of State under Donald J. Trump was on with Martha McCallum. Said that more troops are headed to Afghanistan, and this is the reaction. Here it is.
Okay, joining me now on the phone after this announcement from the Pentagon, 3,000 additional troops will be sent to Afghanistan to help secure the drawdown of U.S. Embassy personnel in Kabul. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joins me now by phone. Secretary Pompeo, good to have you here. So you listened to all of that. Your reaction, what do you think about this move?
Well, it looks like this was poor planning, poor leadership, and that the model of deterrence that the Trump administration had in place, as we prepared to bring the soldiers, sailors, Marines, everybody who's on the ground there home, looks like they've not been able to execute this. Martha, you know this. Big strategy depends on planning and execution. Looks like there's a bit of panic. I hope that they've got the right number of folks. They can get them there quickly. I hope that we can protect Americans in the way that the Trump administration had every intention of doing as we drew down our forces there.
And how would you have done it differently?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're doing, but we had conditions attached to how we were thinking about this withdrawal. I was part of those negotiations. I was also in the room when President Trump made very clear to Mullah Baradar, the senior Taliban negotiator, that if you threatened an American, if you scared an American, certainly if you hurt an American, that we would bring all American power to bear to make sure that we went to your village, to your house. We were very clear about the things we were prepared to do to protect American lives. And indeed, since we began those negotiations back in February of 2020, there wasn't a single American killed by the Taliban. We had established a deterrence model. I hope we haven't lost that for the Americans who are still on the ground there in Kabul. And then the last thing, Martha, we had begun the reduction of our operations in that embassy. I ordered a drawdown in the embassy in Kabul that took place. We were continuing to reduce our risk and our footprint there. I hope that they continue down that path. I hope that we are now in a place we can get our folks out of there in a way that is rational and consistent, not only with the need to get our Americans home, but making sure that this ungoverned space doesn't become another hotbed for Al-Qaeda or ISIS or some other radical Islamic terrorist group.
That's Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State under Donald J. Trump. I want to switch now to Sean Hannity, because Sean Hannity had a great take on what's going on in Afghanistan, and it this is me, not Sean Hannity, speaking. Basically, it seems as if everything this president touches turns to a dung. You can look it up. And simply put, Biden is wrong again in Afghanistan. This is cut six now. This is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops at 300,000, well-equipped as any army in the world, and an air force, against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy in the of the United States from Afghanistan.
And per usual, Joe Biden was dead wrong. Over the past month, the Taliban, well, they made tremendous gains all across the country, seizing province after province after province. And they, in the process, were able to collect a stockpile of U.S. weaponry and military equipment left behind by Joe during this haphazard drawdown. And now Taliban, they now control 60% of the country, Joe. And experts predict that Kabul could fall in less than a month. The situation there is so dire, Biden is now needing to send in 3,000 troops just to evacuate remaining Americans in Kabul. Now, in what is eerily reminiscent of Saigon 1975, Americans and our allies will now be hastily airlifted out of Afghanistan, just as the Taliban is surrounding the capital. Biden is now actually begging the Taliban. This is a radical terrorist organization. He's begging them to spare our U.S. embassy and our diplomats inside. Begging the Taliban? Does it get any more humiliating to this country than that? This is the same Taliban that harbored and assisted, Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda prior to 9/11, 2001. The same Taliban that has been killing American soldiers for 20 years, Joe. Joe is begging these monsters to spare our embassy in Kabul? Is this not pathetic and naive?
It is. It is. What is fascinating about all of this is that this president, everything that he touches goes south. Immigration reform, the problems along our southern border, what's going on in Afghanistan as it's being overtaken by the Taliban. I mean, you look at the economy, and you look at so much stuff that is just it's just out of control, and it is eerily similar to what we have here in Nevada, where everything that this Governor Sisolak, has touched has blown up in his face. The pandemic, closing down our economy. Dieter, incompetence, now trying to buy their way into vaccinations. They can't get people to vaccinate, so they offer them $5 million or whatever it is. It's just incredible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget Jesse Turner coming up. Top of the hour, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He's a civil rights leader. He's a homeless activist. And yes, he is a politician, believe it or not. Joining us now, gentlemen, Jim Dallas. And boy, what an amazing night it was in Dyersville, Iowa, for the Field of Dreams game between the Yankees and the White Sox. And I know we had a chance to watch some of it up on the monitors here in studio, but the whole night, the whole event was just incredible. I can't recall seeing an event that brought tears to my eyes the way that did last night. Kevin Costner was there, yeah. And it was fabulous. It really was.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, too. Obviously, we were busy when it was happening live. It started right when our show began yesterday afternoon. So I recorded it, and I went home. I'm in my Lazy Boy. I'm relaxed, and I watched it, and with Kevin Costner walking out there before the ceremonies and the music from the movie itself, it just kind of gives you goosebumps. And then, and I missed it at the time, but the players, there was about a 10-foot opening there in the outfield fence. And that's where they were walking through the rows of corn out onto the field. And it was just like the movie itself. It really did bring back some good memories. And there's a lot to that movie, Kevin, that you can get out of it. Sure, it was a baseball movie, but it was also a movie about a son's relationship with his father. And that's really, you know, how our clip was yesterday, where, you know, in this fantasy world, his father was a catcher, and he was young, and he met him before he was even alive in this fantasy. So it was kind of cool, and they had a chance to throw a baseball, and you know as well as I do, you can go out and throw a baseball with somebody, and sure, you can talk back and forth, but words aren't necessary.
Yeah.
They really are. You have that connection where you're just, you know, zipping the ball and boom, and then you grab it and then you throw it again. And there's a certain rhythm to it, but I think it means a lot to a lot of people of a certain age, like you and me.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting? And this is just a quick story, and I haven't thought of this in probably 15 years, but my late father would take me. He was an umpire, and did semi-pro games and some college games and high school games, and he'd do doubleheaders. And he would get a deck chair and put it out just outside the fence down the first baseline when he was working the bases. Mm-hmm. And I'd watch the game, and he'd give me a look, and I'd give him a look, and he'd come in between innings, and I'd get him a soda or something like that. And that was such incredible bonding, father to son. And again, it wasn't have and catch, but it was something very similar, and it involved baseball. That's why that movie to me resonates so much. And you know, I know that now younger generations are doing video games and things like that. Maybe they're just not as up on baseball as we were. But for those of us in 88 and 89, when the movie was finally released, it was filmed in 88, I believe it was released in 89.
Right.
That was a huge movie. It was a huge film.
And Kevin Costner was on top of the world back then making baseball movies. Of course, Bull Durham was the first big movie that I can remember him in. And Bull Durham, about a minor league catcher, a career minor league catcher, and he's mentoring this young up-and-comer pitcher, and they both are attracted to the same woman, and of course she, Susan Sarandon, she made a name for herself in that movie as well.
Tim Robbins has gone on to have a great career.
That's right. Yeah, he was the young gun in that movie. And they just perfected the baseball movie, I think, with Field of Dreams. And how can you go wrong with James Earl Jones anything that he's in? So I'm with you. It was a very emotional. I am glad to hear that they're going to do it again. I don't know if it's going to be an annual event, because from what I hear, they said each ticket cost $1,400. In that game, there were 8,000 seats. So these people, they didn't seem to me that they would be paying that much money. Maybe they're calculating how much it cost for the stadium to build it out there in the middle of no place. Who knows? But bottom line, they're going to do it again, and I can't wait.
Well, and the one thing, it answers a question that I had last night, is are they going to keep this stadium up, or are they going to, you know, knock it down and build a Motel 6 or something?
Well, and that's something that I was trying to see when they were moving the cameras around. Where was the locker room for these guys?
Yeah. probably a Motel 6 down the highway.
Yeah, probably so. They didn't appear to have you know, much of a clubhouse there, if you will. So these guys are millionaires. They probably like doing it one time. I don't know if you're going to get a bunch of people to go out there on an annual basis. And maybe that's why they haven't committed to an annual basis. But they did say they're going to do it again.
Yeah, and maybe next time it'll be the Cincinnati Reds.
You never know. It would have been perfect because
the White Sox and the Reds.
That was the 1919 World Series that Shoeless Joe Jackson. That's the one that he was the only guy, I guess, on the White Sox that did well. I mean, he hit over 300, but still was banned from the Hall of Fame. And like I said yesterday, if you want a piece of history, go to the Mob Museum down there, because there is a ticket from the Black Sox and the Cincinnati Reds' first World Series win in 1919. Yeah,
gentlemen, Jim Dallas, always looking for the stories to talk about on our radio program. When we come back, we will get you set for Jesse Turner. He always lights up the show. I mean, he always has something marvelous to say. You just got to keep up with him, man. He moves a mile a minute. Jesse Turner will join us coming up next, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th Annual Bass Cry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bass Cry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I can't believe I'm going to have to miss the sixth annual Basque Fry. I think I've been to the five previous, and a broadcast from, I believe, all of them. And in fact, we've had mobile homes and different things out there right at the Corley Ranch. You can be a part of it, though, right now, if you want. They're going to be streaming live for the first time ever. And you can register right now and view live online for free. All you got to do is go to Morning in Nevada Pack.